World Water Day was instituted by the United Nations 22 years ago to drum home the need to protect fresh water sources. The day in Mbuna Hafu saw the Ghana Water Company taking center stage with a number of activities. The key one was a tree planting exercise at Abesim Headworks catchment area that is to continue well after the day. The company also reached out to the public through radio talk shows and a float through the principal streets of Sunyai. At Abesim Headworks, the staff of the Ghana Water Company Limited planted over 100 seedlings of acacia around the tunnel close to the Abesim Headworks. The human resource manager of the Ghana Water Company in Mbuna Hafu, Clement Kukayeng, was one of the supervisors of the exercise.
The planting will be a year-long activity. So this planting we've done here at Abesim Headworks catchment area is just the beginning of the tree planting process. We will continue here, do some at Techiman Headworks and then Brekum and Biasu.
The Ghana Water Company Limited is collaborating with the Forestry Services Division of the Forestry Commission, and its Sunyane Assistant District Manager, Victor Odru, assured that they have well thought out plans to ensure that the planted seedlings are nurtured to full maturity to help protect the tunnel.
After planting, what next? If you plant and you leave it, we've done nothing. So we've planted. We have to get somebody who will be in charge to maintain it. It will require tending. You have to weed around on time. And also, we have to do beating up. Maybe some will die. So you have to bring more seedlings and plants.
Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Mbuna Hafu Regional Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Engineer Ejay Boateng, said although there is an improvement in the health of the tunnel, action to protect it must continue unabated, particularly stoppage of farming along the banks of the river. The day was climaxed with a deba that was addressed by speakers from the Environmental Protection Agency, Community Water and Sanitation Agency, and SUDEF Ghana, an NGO. The main theme that ran through their speeches was the need for all to protect nature, particularly water bodies, for the betterment of all. For Radio Ghana, John Sam Arthur in Sunyai.